The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello and welcome once again to another exciting moment of investment education. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. You need to stay tuned from the beginning of this program now to the end, and you will do me a favor, call a friend, call a family member, call a colleague. Let them tune in right away. I will go on a short break. When we return, it will be an explosive session of investment education. Don't change this channel.
Mama Kechi de chop, Papa Chichi de happy, Mama Kunle de gbadun, Auntie Kiki de happy. I like yourself this smile, Aji I just the happy as them. Brother Benji they squeeze face like wooden teeth in charger. You know, people go they win 1 million for 15 days. Oh, salary for life, you feel win 10 millionaire cash. Why you know? And a million of salary for life on Christmas Day. Salary for life, we're waiting you want the game. Why you know?
Welcome back. I don't know. The market last week gained 1.61%, talking about the NGX Ultra Index. Then market capitalization was up 1.62%, volume was down 0.34%, deals up this fantastic 56.01%, suggesting that there were lots of speculation, I guess. Then value also grew by 35.71%. Aside from volume, all other indicators ended the week in the green, right? What would you say?
I would say that the deals grew because of speculation. I would call it that the number of people were coming to the market. Anyway, I think that was
most of them, I think, speculation. Anyway, that's
one
opinion.
Of the things I just, you know, this is, like you said, we are in October in a little...
Positioning for third quarter.
Yes, and like, you know, we have been looking at it that second quarters, though it was missed, but a lot of second quarter results were very fantastic. Very good, yeah. And from the analysis we did last week, it will be seen that there is going to be a lot of growth across board. So people are already taking position in lieu of that.
If that is the case, what stocks do you think will drive most likely performances this week?
And I will say that Boa is trading, is showing 66 on the ticker. But it's trading 62.60. I believe that can, you know, spring surprises. It has been down for a very long time. You know, there's a way that this stock, when they go down, they recover. During the week, I saw...
Well, it's not actually down. It does not just move.
It's not moving.
It's not also declining.
That just be there. I saw Okomo touching 123 during the week before settling down at 115. It has the possibility of going back.
Okomo is showing downward trend anyway, though one or two indicators are showing that it might likely.
Presco is also there.
Presco, yeah. Let me look at what Presco is doing. Presco is up there and is currently flat. Before this talk moves further, I think it should actually come down a little bit. All right, let's just leave that. We still have a lot of things to do. All right, looking at the percentage gainers last week, UPL, what was the story behind it? It grew 28.5%.
I think it was just the market momentum and sentiment.
Right, but at the current level of university price, will you advise that it is still advisable for it to be bought?
28% gain in a week, I don't think it has even made the stock unattractive. Yes, I will say that. It does not make the stock unattractive.
Right. But as I can see, the stock got to the highest level and then began to slide a little bit and recovered again. There's something in this equity. Maybe some people had seen something that we are not seeing, but we'll still talk about that. We investigate, and you can be rest assured that we're definitely going to tell you what the... I think it could still move maybe 1 or 2 days in the course of this new week, FBNA.
The big elephant. You know, we have, you know, I think overstretched the discussion concerning the big elephant, but I think that what is working for you, know, I think about 3 weeks ago, we saw a volume of 476 million, which was done off market, and during the week, we saw 473 million, which was done at 16 naira. And though people are saying that that has been done before, I believe that is just a pointer to the fact that this is where the price should be, because somebody who wants to come in while he can get it on the floor at 10 naira is buying it at a premium of 6 naira. I think it will have steep value. You need that. The market is not yet seeing.
But I'm thinking that that does not necessarily mean that we're going to see the price at 16 naira.
No, it might not be. It might not get to 16.
Because from what I'm seeing now, the price might actually adjust down, because Facebook FBN is saving the market. People have it. And so it's never going to sustain geometric price growth at a consistent level. So there is going to be intermittent profit taking in it. And then after this profit taking, we see it back up again. And
the day that announcement was made, they got to 10.65 kobo. And people are still holding that at 10.65 kobo, who might actually not sell when they get to 10.65 kobo. So though it might not, you know, do 10%, 5% a day, but I can say
cost. And because of the week, that was about the highest price it got to.
Yes.
All right. Will you say recommend that we should buy more or hold on, or we quickly take some of our profit and then we come back again?
No, at a price lower than 10 naira, 990, 10 naira, I would recommend First Bank.
So now the 16 naira is about the price we should be targeting now?
Yes, because it's a price that have happened somewhere that the market might want to go to, if not exactly to 16 naira, maybe somewhere close.
I don't know. The market already gets to hear that Cotville will be delisting, and yet the price is moving.
You know, I think when Cotville came to do their fight behind the figure, I can't remember the year, they made us to understand that they will have, you know, they are the auto reg. They make us to understand that they had only Lagos State on their platform. I believe that by now, from what the result is showing for 2021, it's like they have found inroads to many state governments. That might actually be one of the reasons why they want to delist. Their quarter two, they grew 1,772%. And before they delist, they are going to sit on their quarter three, which might actually hit the market before the delisting. So that is what the market is looking at, because if you look at the
growth. Is it available?
It's available.
Will you advise somebody to quit?
Yes. When the information was hit the market, it got from 35 kobo to 33 kobo. I got to 44 kobo, then it came back and relaxed to 29 kobo. I think it closed the market, I think 41 kobo on Friday. I believe what I believe the market is thinking is that the list might be done at 50 kobo.
And because as I'm seeing here, the price is actually coming down. Maybe possibly if somebody wants to buy, maybe somebody can get it below 41 kobo. Where it closed last week?
Between 39 and 41.
Universal Insurance PLC. This equity was among highest gainer last week, Univ, right? So what do you think is behind it?
If you look at, you know, I've told you about this. This insurance is just to cover. That is
just stable. To cover, yeah?
Yes, and to cover can be done by 100,000 units and by one deal. That is why I said that this stocks that trade below 50 kobo, their gain and their losses don't actually.
The equity actually moved twice in the course of the week, gained 5% to 21 kobo, and gained 4.8% to 22 kobo.
Which can be done 100,000 at each of those movements.
All right, Japo Gold is refusing to sustain a decline. What do you think is sustaining it?
It's speculation, but I believe that by and large it will succumb to the outcome of its result. It got to 44 kobo, it's reversed to 40 kobo. I believe that with time it will succumb.
Japan, if the management has the opportunity of listening or watching now, I think they have their third quarter report to buy back their image. We expected positive result from them to reflect their new status. Gold miner, so to speak, and they disappointed the market Okay, but the market really has not punished them, though it got to about 1.68 cobalt before declining to the current low price where it is. But I think now we expect them to show that really, the confidence reposed in them is justified by bringing in positive third quarter report. Let's look, or you have anything to say before we look at the losers in the course of the week? Cornerstone Insurance was down 12.07%, Morrison 10%, BOC Gases 9.87%, Regency Alliance 9.09% decline. Now, talking about some of those equities that declined that I can see, Honeywell, would you say the party is over? Because what we saw was also a marginal decline, so to speak, 5.32%. But as far as we are concerned, a loss is a loss, no matter how.
Yes, a loss is a loss. But I don't think I think what is happening in Honeywell is people are taking profit while they are waiting for the next move. I think that's exactly what's happening.
If Malan were to be around, this question would have been thrown to him to answer. Mansard, in the course of the week, still lost, though marginal. But it seems to be relatively stable now because the decline was not sharp. It still lost 2.1% approximately on Friday. It is currently selling at 2.31.
You see, there is a way the market behaves. That stock was listed back at 3.32 cover. And the market believed that by the time it got to 2.30, they will look at the percentage. And a number of speculators will think that when they move in, that they can get that advantage. I think that is why I said be held at that price that is traded today.
And I can tell you that this shows indeed that share reconstruction has not favored this company. It was listed at 3.32 kobo. As at today, it has lost more than 1 naira 1 kobo.
It's even better for Mansard.
Yes, the to a large extent.
It's even better for Mansard.
Maybe when their third quarter earnings get to the market and it met market expectation, maybe the price can rally back.
Yes.
And then we wait to
but
see.
But if not, the market will further punish,
it. Yeah. Anyway, Aruna, I want to say a very big thank you. All right?
Thank you for having
it has
me.
Been a session. Very explosive, very informative, very educative. Like I did say, you can also have access to all this via our website, stocksng.com. You also can call Aruna at any time in the night for as long as your phone is not on silence so that you can just take it off from whatever you are getting to hear here. I want to say a very big thank you. By the special grace of God, we'll be back with you at another time. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation, and preservation. Abayomi Obabolujo is my name. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.
We go walk to walk with you. You know, matter.
Dear customer, we are listening. We hear you. We are consistently improving our process, leveraging the best technologies with the best hands. We never stop working around the clock to ensure top-notch security, sustainable solutions, and uninterrupted access to fast and seamless service delivery. And true to our promise, we are always with you every step of the way, partnering with you to be more, do more, and achieve more. Thank you for choosing Access Bank. Access, more than banking.